Hello, everyone, and welcome to Season 3 of Education Empowered. My name is Jason Bellin. I'm the Vice President of Industry Solutions for Education Cloud at Salesforce.org. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us for this third season of the podcast. This season, we're doing something a little different. We launched our first Connected Student Report earlier this year, where we surveyed over 1,000 students and staff across the globe to see how technology can create a more connected and personalized experience for students. And before we jump in, I do want to take a moment today, as I'm coming to you from my apartment in New York City, which at the time of recording is sort of the epicenter for all of the coronavirus issues that we're facing. And so I want to take a moment to really acknowledge the challenging times that we are facing due to coronavirus. And I know that you and all of our colleagues are in the midst of reimagining the student experience, the staff experience, the faculty experience. And how do we, during this time of change, create virtual experiences that live up to what we all expect from our institutions? And I think, you know, there's never been a more important time to have open discussions about best practices, about how we can support our students and our staff and our faculty, and really about how we can create a strong community for all of us together. And so we're going to keep these topics in mind for all the episodes that we have left here in the season of the podcast. And I want everyone listening to know that we at Salesforce.org are here to support you every way that we possibly can. And I want to thank you for the great work that you are doing to support all of your students and all of your constituents, really, the communities you serve across the globe. You are really the true trailblazers in education and a great inspiration to me and to all of us here at Salesforce. So thank you. And now let's move on to today's episode. So in today's episode, we will be diving into the theme of creating a connected experience for students. Today's climate has led many institutions to foster learning through online channels, and students are now exploring a new type of experience off campus. This theme of connection is really important to discuss as a community, particularly in terms of how we can connect with each other to offer support, how we can best serve our students during this time. And so I'm looking forward to a really great conversation today with our guests from an amazing school, amazing university, University of San Francisco. So joining us today, we have Shauna Milazzo, Associate Vice Provost and Dean of Student Academic Services, and Anna Yeager, the CRM Technical Manager from University of San Francisco. Shauna and Anna, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jason.
Thanks for being here today. You know, we really appreciate it and also appreciate that things, I'm sure, are a little crazy for you as we're all working through what the new normal looks like for us. And I really want to dive into that. But let's kick things off just with some introductions and share a little bit about your role at USF. Shauna, let's start with you.
Great. Thanks so much, Jason. I really appreciate you reaching out to us and taking the time to talk through this and just acknowledging what a unique situation we all find ourselves in, especially in higher ed. I've been at USF almost 20 years, so I've seen a lot, and this is really one for the books, so to speak.
Yeah.
And here at USF, we really pride ourselves on our Jesuit institution and Jesuit values, which is really guiding us every day more than ever in how we support students. And my role is within student life at the university, and we have about 6,500 undergraduate students that we serve, about 4,000 graduate students as well. And in student life, we serve students in so many different ways, from housing to international scholars to looking at student disability services, learning, writing, and speaking center. We also have our counseling center, and then I oversee our Center for Academic and Student Achievement. So all of us together in student life are really here to support students get through challenges and difficulties, and to try and, you know, see them through from orientation to graduation. So we're uniquely placed, I think, at this time to really do what we do best, which is meeting the students where they are, trying to collaborate with each other in new, innovative ways with technology, and really just try and take a deep breath collectively and figure out how can we put students at the center of our work and use the resources that we have available to us to support their academic progress.
That's amazing. Thanks, Shauna. Anna?
Hi, Jason. I am Shauna's partner on the ITS side of things. So I manage the Salesforce team in-house at USF, and I feel very fortunate. I've only been with USF for just a little over 2 years, but I feel very fortunate to make the world a better place by supporting student success. We have a very strong belief at the university that our obligation is to help students learn how they can change the world and make it a better place. And so I enjoy that my position helps enable that.
I love that. You know, we often talk about our values here at Salesforce, and we have a construct called a V2 Mom, where we lay out our vision and our values that guide us over the course of the year and, of course, beyond that. Let me pick up on that and ask you, maybe start with Anna, then move to Shauna, about this transition that you've been making to online classes and maybe a day-by-day basis evaluating where we are, and how we can support students, faculty, and staff as you're moving to online courses. I'd love to kind of hear how that's been going for you in terms of moving courses online. But also, I like that lens of the values and the mission. How is that kind of informing or guiding your approach as you kind of go through this?
So in ITS, we have a team called the Educational Technology Services, ETS, and they support faculty to move their courses online. And we had already been working with a number of faculty on hybridizing their coursework so that they were incorporating elements of online coursework into their existing classes. And so very rapidly, we had to move approximately 700 faculty into online courses exclusively. And so our ETS department had multiple webinars teaching the faculty how to use all of the various technologies that we are using. In addition to Salesforce, we use Canvas and we use Zoom as our meeting platform. So those are primarily the two platforms that we've been using. Salesforce, in addition to what Shauna described as her team's usage of it, we use it for faculty advising in a couple of our schools. So we've been supporting our users in doing faculty advising as well online.
That's fantastic. Shauna, let's hear from your perspective as well about this transition to online courses.
So in terms of student services, we had a very quick shift, as we all did, but I was really feeling fortunate that we had laid the groundwork. Our appointments, as Anna mentioned, we had already used the Salesforce platform and we had already incorporated some technology with Zoom. It was just a matter of very quick change management for my team. And let me just pause to acknowledge that really just staying connected with all our collaborators across the university and for me, for my staff, and really acknowledging what a moment this is and that how we need to support each other through this process has really been the basis of the work that we're doing to then support students and faculty. So I try and just acknowledge that every day so that we can be as centered as possible in this very unique and changing time in order to deliver those student services, which we're able to do with appointments online in terms of our academic success coaches meeting with students daily. Our Learning, Writing, and Speaking Center also has online appointments. We're seeing an uptick in appointments even more. I think there was a week of transition and kind of shock of what was happening. Now we're in this moment of digging in the nuts and bolts of it and just streamlining our services. And across the whole division of student life, where we quickly move to an online environment to make sure we're here, we're open, even if classes are online and our university doesn't have students on campus except for a small portion of students, we're open, we're here. So it's been a jump, but I think we've been successful just in terms of getting it launched so quickly and so efficiently and creatively.
And if I can just add, I have to give major kudos to our professors who have had to learn new technologies and new modalities for teaching. I've spoken with a number of students who have said, really, there have been no hiccups, that from their experience, it's gone very well. And I'm sure it's been quite stressful on the faculty, but they have really made a concerted effort to make it a positive experience for students.
That's really fantastic. That's wonderful. Just picking up on the virtual appointments, it's great to see you using Salesforce, Zoom, fantastic, all these things coming together. We had to stand up these things quickly to meet the need immediately. But hey, some of these things are actually really interesting ideas that we might want to keep going. And in fact, to some extent, when we think about how do we equitably support our students, having these other options that are more regularly used could be really interesting. Shauna, is that something that you're seeing as well in terms of maybe not all of these things, but some of these things getting kind of baked into the way of business going forward?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, like I mentioned, the creativity in this moment, just we're really forced to move quickly, or we have been forced to move quickly on it in terms of technology, and also just acknowledging access. that's very big in terms of how we are delivering our support and how many students have access to technology. That's one factor. And then serving our students who are abroad. So we have synchronous and asynchronous teaching, and we're also thinking through our virtual drop-in hours in our Center for Academic and Student Achievement and having some access for students who are abroad and changing maybe our time frame. So it's accessible 24/7, but we are really thinking through how to best utilize these technologies that we now have to really meet the needs of the students who are across the globe. So yes, to answer your question, I do think we're going to be looking at how we'll continue some of these practices and just make sure that ask students also, what is their feedback? What are they finding useful? What do they need more of? Where can we meet them again to make sure that they're supported?
Just kind of picking up on this philosophically, and first of all, I love that you're looking across the entire student experience, which is amazing. Can you tell me a little bit about how you think about that, just so sort of philosophically, creating these connection points and maybe what you might offer to listeners who are struggling with this right now about how to create community when students are on campus today?
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's a great conversation for all of us to be having collectively and thinking about best practices and sharing. And that's something that I think is one of the bright lights coming out of all this is just all this collaboration and sharing of ideas. I do think looking at where students are, looking at how we use channels like Instagram and Snapchat and Facebook Live and those kind of social media resources. I mean, we've started to use those and I think all institutions use them to a degree, but really capitalizing on that and also having the students potentially have a two-way street of communication. And I think that's where we had the lift to get everything online just like immediately. And now really figuring out like what's that engagement piece, going engagement. And we have, as many higher ed institutions have created, working groups and committees to really immediately jump into what are some creative ways we can do virtual engagement. And so some ideas that we have drop-in hours, which I mentioned. And I think just creating different spaces for different community groups. There's students who, like I said, are abroad. There are students now dealing with working, being at home. Some have families they're taking care of. I think just that understanding that we are putting out short videos potentially to say this, we're humanizing the support that we offer. And we're asking for them to let us know their stories. So I can see that moving forward. And then, of course, we're thinking about now that we've caught our breath, so to speak, we're thinking about summer 2020, fall 2020, and what that's going to look like in terms of recruiting and retention. There's so many things. So we're having those conversations now. I think it's going to take a lot of conversation and a lot of just outside the box thinking. But I do think we're moving in some really unique directions.
Anna, I want to turn to you. My understanding is that you're working on a project to help actually with this connection and community to connect students to one another through student organizations. I'd love to kind of hear more about what you're doing, get a bit of a deep dive to hopefully inspire some of our listeners about what they might do.
We are very fortunate that we have a student community already in place. That's something we really worked on last year. We call it our student hub. So it is a place where students can interact with Shauna's teams and several teams from student life. And we had already been looking at adding student clubs and organizations into that student hub. So it would be a place where students can find organizations to know what organizations are out there on campus and then potentially join those organizations. And we would be leveraging Chatter and some of the group functionality of the Salesforce communities to enable those student organizations to communicate with their members, particularly the leadership out to the membership, but then also looking at channels for the members to be able to communicate with one another. I'm actually in conversation with our Assistant VP of Student Engagement about how do we need to change that project now that everybody is remote? Are there priorities that we should be thinking about to highlight or to prioritize first so that we can better support those remote students and better enable their sense of community and connection through these tools? Because everybody is isolated out there, and hopefully joining a group or being able to connect with those groups for which they are already members would give them that sense of community or aid them in feeling that sense of community.
I love that you were able to build on the existing work that you'd already done. You had a sense, kind of a foundation for success. You could sort of now extend your community in different ways. I'm curious about faculty and staff. We're talking about the importance of the student community, engaging students, but I had a conversation with somebody earlier today who I think made the important point, and I'm going to have to paraphrase, I forgot the exact quote, sadly, but she made an important point about we can't deliver that value to students, we can't have a great student experience without making sure we're taking care of our people, our faculty, and our staff, so they are healthy emotionally and physically, and motivated and inspired, and feeling that they are also available to be fully present while supporting our students. How are you thinking about that? Maybe I'll start with Anna. I'd love to hear from Shauna as well about making sure we're taking care of all of our constituents, faculty and staff, as well as students.
That's something that we care about deeply. And it's been wonderful that university leadership has been sending out daily updates in this process. So not only informing people about the state of the world and the state of the crisis, but the impact that is having on the university, faculty, staff, students, alums even. So we are trying to, as Shauna said, keep everyone connected and feeling like they have an avenue for communication. And so we have worked very hard in ITS to make sure that everybody has the technology they need to be able to do their jobs and stay connected with their students, with their staff, with each other. And so we had to very quickly roll out a number of laptops because people still had desktops. And so we got laptops out to folks and made sure that we were holding seminars to teach everybody how to use the various tools so that they could stay connected and feel like they were also supported and part of a community at the university.
That's fantastic. Shauna, what are you hearing from the staff and faculty that you're working with?
Yeah, it's, again, the foundation, I think, is your people, making sure that they do feel valued and heard and cared for as much as we can. And I think just some simple things like what we're doing, there's the university-wide leadership emails. Also, just checking in with our team, we've moved to Zoom. We're using Slack channels for some of my team specifically. And having that opportunity to just vent when needed a little bit.
Yeah.
And also, yeah, it's so important. Some of us are having really hard days and we need to just acknowledge that's the reality and we're going to get through it together. And same with faculty. I mean, they've been so supportive of students. We always collaborate with faculty and student support. And just the understanding that's coming through that there are so many students in different situations and they too are navigating, obviously, just how to teach online and how to hold office hours and figure out all the processes. We have so many processes in higher ed and so many committees for everything. But I think we really are. What I've seen is there are lots of committees that have come together in a sense of just moving things forward with care and compassion about everybody involved. So I just can't say enough. I think it's really at the forefront of most of our thoughts, but here in terms of our Jesuit values, I just see it every day kind of in the talk we talk and the walk we walk in terms of just prioritizing self-care. I mean, it's really the number one thing.
I love thinking about that through the lens of faculty and staff and really being driven by your values. And I really appreciate what you were saying earlier, just around caring for the whole student. I wonder if you could share a little bit about, either anecdotally or maybe by way of example, sure that some of your students are having challenges at home, either financially or health-wise or family member, or just stress about this. And certainly things like food insecurity really get amplified by moments like this. What are you hearing and how are you helping your students with all that stuff that's happening, not just academically?
It's a great question. And we know that our students have food insecurities, housing insecurities, especially we're here in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
That's a big factor just generally. And so we have resources that we've put in place to help students. And that's really been heartening to see that we have even alumni and folks donating as they can for a student emergency fund and working with our Dean of Students office to really get the students who have those needs to them to get the support out. Also with technology access, Anna mentioned that as well. And anecdotally, we hear all kinds of things. We do have a lot of students who've actually just moved forward and are in this environment and feel like it wasn't the biggest jump, they're actually like, okay, we're in it. This makes sense. Our faculty are doing it. We're moving forward. And then there are some students who have lost their job and now are very worried about payments and worried about how they're going to continue. And so those are real concerns. And we are just getting back to those students as quickly as we can and saying, we're here to help you. We're looking for financial resources. We obviously, we're all in this together. At the same time, we can't promise the world, but we are really prioritizing as a university, looking at financial aid packages, looking at these various components that we have some control over, looking at the grading options. So we understand some students may be going through a lot of stress. So giving the opportunity for some pass fail and looking at there are lots of nuances to that, but we've moved fairly quickly to get those in place to offer some ease to the anxieties that we're hearing about.
That's fantastic. Just thinking about advice that you might offer to other institutions, you've already offered plenty, which is great. But maybe some closing thoughts, you know, as so many schools are navigating new terrain here, trying to figure out how to solve the problem today. This might be a problem that we're solving over the next few months. It might continue beyond that. There's lots of downstream effects of the things that we're dealing with today. So thoughts that you might offer to school about how to stay focused, how to prioritize, how they can make an impact with students. There's so many things flying at us and problems to solve every day. And then I'd love to hear also how you think we can, as a community in higher ed, really come together. I'll just add, maybe editorialize myself here. Seeing such great inspiration from our customers, it feels like we often talk about creating the future of education with our customers here at Salesforce. And I do believe that we're doing that. It feels like that was an idea that we talked about. Everyone, okay, sure, let's create the future of education. But then this happened. Now suddenly we're accelerated into, okay, well, now we're actually just doing it. And it's happening. And the time for kind of thinking about doing it is like 3 months ago. So, which is exhilarating and exciting, and we'll probably make mistakes and all that, but it feels like there's a really interesting silver lining here where there's a lot of great innovation and ideas and people are just cutting through the noise and getting stuff done, which is really exciting on many levels. So would love to kind of hear your thoughts.
I think you're right, Jason, that we really need to be creative and innovative in this time, and the time for contemplation of some of these new technologies and ways of doing things is coming to a close, and we need to be able to act. With that said, I would encourage people to act very carefully and thoughtfully and with their community. So there are so many things that we can do. We shouldn't try to do them all because we will overwhelm ourselves and we will deliver subpar technology solutions if we try to do everything quickly now. A couple of things that if you're already set up for it, in terms of using Salesforce technology in particular, student communities are a great way to connect with people. And I believe that they're easier to extend once you have them in place. But I mean, we took several months to get our original community in place and the infrastructure set up. So now we're so fortunate because we can extend that without having to jump through a million hoops. The other thing that we have set up already that I think we will expand is faculty advising. So Shauna's team does a lot of the support of students and advising, but they don't do the academic advising. So those faculty advisors who are meeting with their students and doing their academic planning, they need to have their notes. They need to have that information at their fingertips. And that's one of the things that we've been transitioning slowly over time. And there are still those faculty, for very good reasons, who want their notes in paper in their filing cabinets. And that's where they go to look up information about particular students. This is sensitive information that they want to protect. So they have really good reasons for wanting that, but now those notes are unavailable to them. And that format is unavailable. And Salesforce is a great way to do that faculty support. And I think there are easy ways to get people started with cases to quickly do some of that faculty advising, even if you're not fully set up for it now. So I think that's one of the ways that we can support both our faculty and our students with the technology.
I love that. I will admit my blood pressure rose slightly when I heard about paper in a filing cabinet.
We are universities.
I do appreciate the, well, I don't agree with the notion that that's a safer, more protected place for it. I completely empathize with the idea for sure and why someone would approach it that way.
The other thing I think that we are looking at USF, and I know other institutions are looking at, are credentials and micro-credentials.
Oh, interesting.
And I think we're going to have to move even more in that direction, because this is going to be a bit more disjointed experience for students as they are remote. And with the economy, I think we're going to see a much bigger drop-off in full-time enrollment. And students or learners are going to be coming in looking for skills that they can use to get a job in what will be a very competitive economy. And so we really need to look at those credentials and micro-credentials. And from a Salesforce perspective, I'm really hoping that blockchain will help enable that so that we can make those credentials more transparent and portable so that they're not waiting for a transcript from the registrar, but they can really own their own credentials.
That's great. There's so much great inspiration in the community around this topic of the portable learner profile, using blockchain to support that. And I know USF has really been, in so many ways, a trailblazer and doing great work on our platform. So would love to kind of pick up that conversation with you. And thanks for sharing that idea. It's great inspiration. And it's exciting to think about kind of pivoting toward that as the market starts changing and the needs of students are a little bit different. Thank you. And Shauna, let's turn to you with some final thoughts here. You know, many of our colleagues are navigating, just like you are, you know, a brand new space in many respects. What would you say to your colleagues?
Yeah, thanks, Jason. I think really starting from kind of the self-care perspective for each of us and just how we're supporting each other, just remembering that we're in this together. And I think that's a real huge silver lining is just the amount of collaboration and community that we're seeing, hopefully in our own neighborhoods, but also in higher ed in general. And I think it really starts with acknowledging that we're in this together, that we're all facing a very human and uncertain time. And so just leading with that. So meeting each other where we are and meeting our students where we are. So that's kind of my counseling background coming forward. And in terms of leadership, I think leading with that, and that's one of the reasons I love working at a Jesuit institution, and I think many of our institutions do that, but having the leadership show that humanity and just be okay with saying there's a lot going on, but how are we prioritizing ourselves and each other and our students? And as we're making these very difficult decisions in the financial realm and just looking at incoming classes, and how we're going to serve all these different populations in different settings in different ways, what's the best for the student? And I think having us cut to the chase of really how we prioritize what's needed today, but also as we're looking out into the summer and fall, what can we keep going? What are the positive things, the gratitude that we can, practices that we can all have, the things we can share from students to just make sure that we're sharing that information with each other? Some students who are graduating don't have commencement. So really acknowledge that's a really big deal for a lot of our students. And that, of course, we're looking at how we'll have that celebration later. But I think just coming at it with grace, as we all are trying to do in a daily practice, and just looking at the silver linings and the creativity that's coming out of this, I think for all of us, just the willingness for folks to share best practices is amazing. I think most of us are kind of getting our heads above water, so to speak, and able to kind of look out and hopefully continue this practice of sharing.
I love that. On the topic of commencement, are you thinking about doing anything virtual around that time frame or just pushing it out to a later day? What are you thinking?
You know, both things are on the table right now. I don't think we've made a final decision, but yeah, we're really also looking for student input, but we definitely want to make sure that we can have that milestone marked in a way that's appropriate. So I think both options are on the table. So we're moving as quickly as we can, but no final decision yet.
Nice. Well, I really appreciate the comments around self-care. Probably be remiss if I didn't mention that we have a trail on this around well-being on our Trailhead website, which I actually highly recommend. Maybe we can link to it when we post the podcast, but I went through it myself. What I liked about it was there's some great trails on mindfulness, but also just things like thinking about your diet, thinking about finances, any number of things that are all part of self-care as you go about your day. And certainly I'm mindful of that. I manage a team as well. And certainly some employees have spouses that are now at home and kids and all these things that we're trying to juggle while we're also trying to do our work. But I'm also thinking about, and I think this came up in a conversation earlier today, maybe the student or the employee, the faculty or staff member who's sitting at home alone is not allowed to leave their house, essentially, other than go eat groceries or whatever. And that's a very isolating experience that you might be having now for a few months. And we need to make sure we're taking care of all those individuals who have maybe different kinds of needs. So I really appreciate that you're calling that out. And I'm hoping that this is a moment that we can really shine a light on the importance of mental health and emotional well-being as well. So that's my little pitch on that, Shauna. But
I appreciate it.
But I really appreciate that that keeps coming up as we're kind of coming up for air and realizing, oh, it's not just about having the classes online. It's about all of these things.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Shauna and Anna, thank you. Thank you for taking the time today. And thank you for talking to us about what you're doing with Salesforce, how you're supporting your students, how your values are guiding you. Not easy to take time out right now. So we really appreciate your time today. And thanks to all of you for listening. If you're interested in hearing more from your peers in higher education, I definitely would encourage you to check out our Higher Ed Summit event, which is going virtual this year. I'm very excited that we are transforming what was and will continue to be in the future an amazing on-site experience. We're transforming that into a really exciting digital experience. And we're going to be able to interact and engage with each other in entirely new ways as we bring this community together during this challenging time to share best practices, to share the ideas, to maybe do some of the airing of grievances and vent a little bit and just have real conversations with each other about what's really happening and how we can really work together to create fantastic future for our students, faculty, and our staff. So please make sure to check out our Higher Ed Summit page on our website at bit.ly/HigherEdSummit20 for the latest updates and for more information. And please make sure to subscribe to Education Empowered so you will know when our next episode for the Connected Student Report series is released. We'd love to hear from you. So make sure to rate and review this podcast so we can continue to make great community-led content. If you want to learn more about Salesforce.org or Education Cloud, you can follow us on Twitter at salesforce.org or on LinkedIn by searching for salesforce.org. You can also find me on Twitter as well. I occasionally post something thoughtful. I also post dog photos and other things if that's what you're interested in. So wide variety of things I'm posting. I'm at Jason Belland on Twitter. And if you're interested in learning more about what we discussed today, please check out the episode description for links to all the relevant information and resources. Again, I hope you are safe. I hope this podcast finds you well. And I'm looking forward to continuing this conversation with all of you. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.